We interrupt our morning-long litany of stories about negative hate, unresolved financial catastrophe debates in Washington, D.C., and focus on the happy story of the morning. Yes, the NFL lockout is over, and joining us is Jerry Watson, owner of Stadium View Bar and Grill in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
And our good pal, Nando DeFino, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal, joining us from New Jersey, where there's a football team in New Jersey, right?
We got two of them here, John.
The Giants and the Jets.
I think there's a deuce there, yep.
So, Jerry and Nando, who won and who lost? And I guess if you're a free agent, you're looking for your phone to ring today. Nando, let's begin with you.
Yeah, I think I can't think of a loser here. This is great. I mean, everyone from the fans to the players to the owners to guys like Jerry, whose bars are going to get business again. Even people who make the fantasy football draft boards I was talking to yesterday, he said he was on the phone for 11 hours taking orders. So, no losers. Maybe the NBA, just because they look bad by comparison now.
But right. Well, we can talk about that a little later on in the year. But Nando DeFino, don't the players lose some cash here?
It looks like they do at first, but really what happened is that at the same time when they're losing some of the guaranteed revenue, they're also gaining because the owners now have to spend a higher percentage of the money that they have. So
right.
It looks like they're losing, but if you get deeper into the agreement, the minimum they must spend also it goes up a little bit. So
Nando,
yeah, it's pretty much evened out.
So our good buddy Nando DeFino, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal, on the NFL lockout ending. Amazing, Jerry Watson, what you can do when you got $9.2 billion to share, huh?
Yeah, it's almost scary. But, you know, I say there's never a winner in a strike, neither, which there really wasn't. There was a lockout, and it didn't last into where it affected any businesses at all, which, other than Canton, Ohio. By the way, I feel sorry for you there. Losing that game to them is a great big financial loss.
Now, could you explain, that's the Hall of Fame game?
That's the Hall of Fame game, and they canceled the game because they didn't have time to practice enough to have the game go off. So for them, I mean, that's the only game they have to live off of for the year. That hurts Canton. Yeah, I've been there. It's a nice place to be from, I think, but not be in.
Jerry Watson, you are such a nice guy. Your heart going out to Canton, Ohio this morning. Jerry, before we go, how would you gauge how this lockout revealed the real difference between the big market teams and the small market teams like Green Bay?
Green Bay is just what you call it. It's a little small town that's got a big football problem.
You hate Jerry Jones in Dallas,
right?
It's a great
benefit to us.
You hate Jerry Jones there in Green Bay, right, down in Dallas?
He's not our favorite person, though.
I see. Nando,
I went to the Super Bowl, and after that fiasco, he dropped another notch, which I didn't think was possible. But
Jerry Watson's happy this morning. He's the owner of Stadium View Bar and Grill in Green Bay. Do you have a lockout special today?
No. Just come on in. I'll feed you and drink you as much as you want.
Nando.
And for those of you out there who have been here, thanks for your patronage, and you all come back now, you hear?
Nando, you need a plane ticket out to Green Bay?
John, I was going to say, I'll pick you up, we'll go, we'll get the producers, and we'll head out to the bar.
All right, rent the bus, I'll meet you in front of 160 Varick in about 45 minutes. Nando DeFino, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal, talking about the NFL lockout is over, and Jerry Watson, have a great day.
Same to you guys. Thanks for the call.
He's the owner of Stadium View Bar and Grill in Green Bay, Wisconsin.